Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Again, thanks to those of you who took part in our early morning pledge drive special, what we call the Less is More Monday. So we got a lot of money in before 10 o'clock today, and we've been able to do this whole program pledge drive free. Thank you all very much. We'll continue in 5 minutes our series, our week-long series, in which we're looking at forms of transportation other than the car in our area. And in those 5 minutes, we'll take your quick reactions to Newt Gingrich and his ideas. Ellen in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ellen.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
I'd just like to say that Mr. Gingrich, I think, has the most superior mind of anyone running. He is a brilliant, brilliant man of ideas. He has sound and realistic ideas, and the great credit that the Clintons took for the economy going up is due to his plan that for America.
His contract with America?
His contract with America. Taken, and the Clintons had to be dragged to the signing of these plans, seven of which went through. All his ideas, all his ideas are sound, they're not radical, they are conciliatory. It's helped millions of people to get off welfare, and nobody in their right mind would think that welfare is a good thing for people.
Ellen, I'm gonna leave it there. You had some time, please call us again. And Ed in East Hanover probably thinks he's in his right mind and disagrees with Ellen. Ed, you're on WNYC.
Absolutely. First of all, he said that no idea is a partisan, I guess, except for the ones that come from his mouth. Everything he said seemed very calculated and partisan. For instance, he said he'd never heard of a government regulation that served any purpose. I guess he's also ahistorical because the New Deal changed this country a great deal. I think that's what he said. It hadn't changed the country. Well, it changed the country a great deal for the better. It gave lower class and middle class people a chance, but we know what where Mr. Gingrich's interests lie, and that's with the rich. If he's really concerned with people stopping to be supported by the government, he should first turn to the Defense Department and the defense industry and all the industries that support and are fed by all that money, the trillions or billions of dollars, certainly by trillions over the course of years.
And I'm gonna move on and get some other voices on. Thank you very much. Dorothy in the Bronx, you're on WNYC.
Good morning.
No, Dorothy? Oh, there you
yes.
are. I'm sorry, Dorothy.
Hello,
go
can
ahead.
You hear me?
Yes, now we got you. Go.
Hi. I just wanted to follow up on how, you know, it's specifically about lawyers, but how it's so subtly partisan because the interchange is trial lawyers with corporate lawyers. Trial lawyers are suing on behalf of people who are injured because of deregulation, because there's no rules in the workplace. But subtly he threw in at the end, that they're fighting the greening by with lawyers. Those are lawyers on behalf of the big companies who do not want to comply with government regulations. They're not people, trial lawyers, who are acting on behalf of plaintiffs.
Dorothy, thank you. Norm in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Norm.
Hi there. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I used to think that Newt was some kind of a nut in the early 90s, but I thought that the ideas he presented this afternoon were pretty provocative. I was a New York City public school teacher for 10 years, and I have to agree with him that I'm not sure the union had the best interests of the child in mind. And he's right. I think Bloomberg and his administration are trying some interesting things with the New York City public school system. I also have to admit, reluctantly, that I thought he was right about welfare. And maybe it's true. Maybe incentivizing ecological consciousness would work better than regulation. What do you think, Brian?
Norm, I'm going to just keep taking people's reactions. Thank you. Charlie, on the New Jersey Turnpike, you're on WNYC. Hi, Charlie.
Brian, thanks for taking my call. The problem with Gingrich is not the message so much, which is articulate on your program and well thought out, but it's the messenger, because if you go down the dial and find him on a conservative outlet, he's serving up red meat and, pandering to that audience. So it's hard to take him seriously and give him any real credibility when he wears those hats depending upon what show he's on. Thanks,
Charlie. Thank you for making your call. Thanks to all of you who called reacting to Newt Gingrich today.